Hello, this is John with Jesus' message for Christmas 2020. Today he is again emphasizing that separation is unreal. All are infinitely loved, seen, understood, and accepted by God. God is one. You, each individual spark of consciousness, are one. One with God, one with yourself. There is no separation. However, there is an illusion of separation which all who are in form experience as reality, but only when they are choosing to be immersed within it. You are free to discontinue that sense of separation whenever you wish, but because the illusion which you collectively chose to establish is so beautifully designed and constructed, remember, when you were created, God instilled within you all that she is, that once you immerse yourself within it, its apparent material solidity and your physical forms constantly reaffirm for you your belief that it is real, and that belief needs to be dissolved. There are some who have succeeded, the Buddha, Lao Tzu, for instance, but for the majority it appears to be impossible. Some spend lifetimes following spiritually motivated paths, and some of them do become very wise and allow themselves to be guided by love, which is, of course, Mother, Father, God, Source, the divine energy field that is all that exists. When someone lays down their physical form in death, they become instantly aware that death is an aspect of the illusion, and they then spend time, although time as you experience it when in form does not exist, in contemplation as they receive loving guidance and make choices about what they now wish to do, and they have an infinite variety of choices available. Some choose to undergo another life in form and reincarnate, while others choose to remain free of the limitations that form imposes. Whichever choice is made, it is always honored because you always have free will. Now, with so many approaching the moment of their awakening, many are becoming aware that life is eternal, that death is but a transition, and this awareness is very inspiring and uplifting for them, encouraging them to be only loving in all their interactions, regardless of the place from which others may be coming. Doing this, as I have told you before, is the most effective way in which to assist others to awaken. Love always meets itself, because there is nothing else. When those who are very consciously choosing to be only loving whatever arises meet others who are not yet doing likewise, the spark of love within those others is stimulated, nudging them closer to their moment of awakening, even if they are unaware that a loving exchange has just occurred. Those loving nudges that people receive are always cumulative. They are never lost. All of you reading or listening to this message, or others like it, have yourselves been nudged many times, which is one of the reasons why you are seeking out messages like this. We are one. I cannot reiterate that enough times. Therefore, everyone has an effect on everyone else. If the effect is not in alignment with love, it will be dissolved, released, discarded at the appropriate moment because it is nothing. When the effect is in alignment with love, it integrates with the other loving effects that person has already experienced, thus strengthening and intensifying their intent to join in the collective awakening. To remain unawakened is impossible. All, without any exceptions, will awaken and know themselves as one. However, when an entity will choose to awaken is up to her. There is no pressure from Source, who is love, which is all, and who accepts each one lovingly just as they are. There is no need to worry or be anxious about loved ones who do not appear to be spiritually aware and who appear to be completely fixated on the physical world of form. They will follow their own path to awakening, so do not attempt to proselytize, as this may well antagonize them and effectively delay their awakening. Only offer guidance to those who specifically ask for it, as any attempt to convert anyone to your belief or viewpoint against their will is purely egotistical and, in the long run, is mostly quite unhelpful. You cannot know what is best for another because, as a human, you are not experiencing a state of oneness with them, and therefore cannot know their mind or know the trauma they have undergone. What you can do is send them love whenever you are in contemplation, meditation, or just relaxing in your own holy inner sanctuary as you allow love to embrace you. All are infinitely loved, seen, understood, and accepted by God, and when you intend to send someone love, you are uniting with God in that moment, and there is no more powerful action in which you can engage. Trust in God, trust in your own inner knowing, your intuition, when it is loving. If it is fearful, anxious, or angry, it is not your intuition, it is your ego. In this season of Christmas, when you celebrate my human birth and offer gifts, be only loving and forgiving whatever occurs. Besides being a time of celebration, it is also a time when people can get very stressed out, indeed, as they experience seasonal overwhelm along with all the stuff arising for acknowledgement, thanks, and release as the awakening draws ever closer. And, of course, those who are awaiting the awakening with eager anticipation find themselves doubting. Will we really awaken? What if we don't? I am not going to allow myself to doubt. And experiencing other similar stress-inducing thoughts. Once again, I assure you that the collective awakening really is imminent. So as you go within today, December 24th, and tomorrow, the 25th, make a powerful resetting of your intent to allow the love that is always present to embrace you and reassure you that all is indeed well, as you remind yourselves that God's divine will is always perfectly brought to fruition, and then joyfully celebrate the anniversary of my birth with your loved ones, either physically or via the World Wide Web. Your loving presence as you gather with others during these stressful times is essential and highly effective. It is why you are here now. Your loving brother, Jesus.